It's all about the stories. Whiskey is many things to many people, but at the very root of its popularity lies the story. It could be a tale told at the bar in which the drink plays a supporting role. Perhaps it's an anecdote about the drink itself, told by a fan of the drink in order to justify his or her fascination with it. Often, it's the distilleries themselves who promote a story that highlights their tradition, their founders, or even the cat that once roamed their halls. For example, during Prohibition, a man by the name of Bill McCoy worked at the Hiram Walker Distillery in Windsor, Ontario. It was Bill who would ensure that his American cousins who came to visit him got only the best whiskey rather than the bathtub gin that many folks who enjoyed their whiskey had to endure during this period. Bill acquired a reputation for being honest. The one person in the whiskey industry who would not steer you wrong. His name became synonymous with authenticity, especially with regard to whiskey. To ask for the real McCoy meant that one was looking for real aged whiskey, not the stuff that was colored to look as if it had sat in the cask for several years. The phrase soon took on a life of its own, and became a way to state that one was not willing to accept anything but the most authentic of products. It's a cute story, not overly funny, but clever, in a modest way. Most importantly, it sounds as if it could be true. It's not. The real McCoy has its roots in another whiskey, Mackay out of Scotland. A Drappi o' the Real Mackay was the first written reference to the phrase, which comes out of the mid-19th century. But the fact that the story exists, as well as thousands like it, only adds to the mythology of whiskey. After reading and hearing only a few of these anecdotes, an image starts to appear that is far different from the reality of whiskey. People thrive on the stories, and indeed, many companies spend and make millions of dollars propagating them. Take this bit of prose from Glenlivet's website. George Smith founded the Glenlivet Distillery in 1824 to legitimize the whiskey he was already making there. Other distilleries built their premises near roads or railways, but George chose the most isolated glen. He understood the savage terrain and spiteful climate and what made them special. Local smugglers sampled George's whiskey and knew it would put them out of business. They threatened to burn down his distillery, even to kill him. The Laird of Aberlour gave George a pair of hair-trigger pistols for his protection. He kept them loaded day and night. Glenlivet was a dangerous place, and George had to fire his weapons many times in self-defense. Eventually, the smugglers gave up. George Smith's whiskey and pistols had won the day. Again, it's a cute story, but it's likely not 100% accurate. The truth isn't the point. It's the legend that demands our attention.